Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 97 of Generation GC. Reason to Stay, featuring Simon Neil of Biffy Clyro, from Youth Authority Good Charlotte's sixth album released in 2016. My guest is Evie, the creator of the GC Fam Germany Instagram account. My name is Molly Huddleston, once again, and as always, I am your host, as well as the producer, creator, and editor of this show. Last time, before our break, we talked about Oh My God, OMG, MGK by the Madden Brothers, featuring Machine Gun Kelly from Before Volume 1, the Madden Brothers mixtape. We've already talked about all of Generation RX, so on our next episode, we'll be talking about a song from the band's self-titled album, Good Charlotte. Evie is 36 and lives in Hanover, Germany, where she works for the biggest swim school in Germany doing office work. She owns a cute little French bulldog, so you know that I asked her about the dog because I love dogs. Evie has been a GC fan for 20 years, and she loves going to concerts. So during the pandemic, when that wasn't happening, she created the GC Fam Germany Instagram account for fans around the globe to connect with. She's even made some GC Fam Germany merch, patches, t-shirts, stickers, and Joel Madden actually follows the page. Pretty cool. Evie also recently got a GC tattoo with some friends to celebrate 20 years of being a fan, and she's got a lot of stories to share about her love of GC, so I think you're going to have fun listening. Also, wow, hi, hello, I'm here, I'm back, gonna get a little vulnerable here, stay with me. So if you've been following Generation GC on social media, you probably remember that on September 22nd, I announced the release schedule for this batch of episodes. I was fully intending that to be the case, and at that time was really hoping, and honestly intending, that I had no reason to believe that I wouldn't be able to stick to that. But yeah, I haven't. Some of you know, I've been getting insane migraines, which are not only uncomfortable, but they've made it impossible for me to sit at my laptop and work on the podcast. You know, some other things, like if my knee hurts, it's not a big deal. Just put an ice pack on, work on the podcast. But with migraines, yeah, it's made that really, really tough. I'm feeling okay right now and hoping that continues. As anyone with any kind of health condition, they're trying to figure out how to manage, can tell you sometimes you really do need to prioritize taking care of your physical self. And to be honest, that has really sucked because in this instance, taking care of my physical self has meant not being able to put as nearly as much energy into something that brings me a lot of joy and connection, which is this podcast. But that's just how things are right now, and not going to be able to put any energy into it if I don't take care of myself. I want to say a really big thank you to everyone for staying with me, for keeping up on social media, even when I haven't released a new episode in a bit, and for listening to new episodes as they do come out, for listening to old episodes, for telling their friends to check it out, for spreading the word, just for staying in touch, for staying with me. If you can't tell from the slightly different audio quality, so I've done this a few times now, I am recording this intro on my phone, just trying to make this as easy as possible for myself. Because with everything on my plate, it's honestly really hard for me to say that I will definitely, like, 100% have the next episode out 1 week from today, October 12th, the day that this one comes out. So, my plan for release for this batch of episodes is I'm going to work on them when I'm able to work on them. My goal is definitely once a week, but realistically, I'm going to release them as they're finished. I know it's better for analytics and everything to just release podcast episodes super frequently, like every week, don't miss a week, but I would rather do what I can right now, you know, release at the frequency I'm able to, versus like hold off entirely until I can commit to a super regular release schedule again. I'll most likely stick to the normal pattern of, you know, teasing and announcing the episodes on the weekend, like a Saturday or Sunday, and then having the episode itself go live on the following Wednesday. So definitely make sure you're following Generation GC on socials at Generation GC Pod, P-O-D. I'll post all the updates there, but yeah, it's probably not going to be every single week for a bit. If I'm able to get any, you know, if I'm able to get a few episodes done and I can, you know, I'll announce any updates. But for now, the only guarantee is this one is coming out to you now. The next one will come out soon. And I will post release dates for each individual episode as I can confirm. With all of that being said, thank you so, so, so much for listening. Dealing with health issues and being in pain is incredibly draining and mentally taxing. And I'm going to get a little more vulnerable here, but, you know, I've been in pain of some sort for almost a year now. I think today marks 11 months exactly since my knee first flared up. And unfortunately, I haven't really had much of a break from dealing with a lot of pain. And that takes a lot out of you mentally, just like energy. And it feels so good to have this outlet, to have this opportunity for connection. And I'm so happy to be releasing this episode. I think this is a great episode to be getting back with. And here are a few reminders, as usual, before we go into the full episode. So, as you all know, I love having guests from all around the world and from all different backgrounds on Generation GC. Evie is our second guest, coming from Germany. If English isn't your first language, that's okay. As long as you're comfortable holding a conversation in English, you're good to go. And, you know, this isn't just about location or ethnicity. I want to make sure I ensure a varied gender and sexuality representation on Generation GC. Fans of different ages, fans with your own unique life experiences of any sort. I want to hear about it. I want to hear your stories. So if you're listening and you want to talk about Good Charlotte on the podcast, hit me up, send me a message on social media. I would love to connect with you. I would love to have you on the show. Finally, Generation GC stickers are here. If you do want a sticker, all you've got to do is go to anchor.fm/generationGCpod and click support. All that money goes right back into making the show the best that it can be. It helps me print and ship the stickers. It also helps me get things that I need for the show, like headphones, a new computer charger I had to get recently. Even things like, you know, notebooks, pens, post-its, because I do take a lot of, like, physical notes, especially as I'm, like, planning my schedule and everything. So, yes, you're going to support the show on Anchor and then send me a screenshot of your support, as well as your mailing address, and I will send you stickers. You can hit me up on social media at GenerationGCPod, P-O-D, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or you can email GenerationGCPod, P-O-D, @gmail.com. And yeah, I will send you stickers. Once again, thank you guys so, so, so much for listening to this one. I can't even like put into words everything I am feeling and that I have felt just dealing with a lot of health issues, trying to manage them. But having this outlet that is not just a creative outlet for me, but that is amazing opportunity for connection has really kept me going. So thank you for tuning in, and now on to episode 97.
All right, so today we are talking about Reason to Stay, which is track 6 on Youth Authority, Good Charlotte's 6th album released in 2016. Track 5 is Keep Swinging. Track 7 is Stray Dogs. This song is one of, I think, 2 collaborations on this album. It features Simon Neil, who is the vocalist of Scottish rock band Biffy Clyro. We will talk more about the collab and why it matters, why it's interesting, when we really dive into the song. But he does sing. Does he sing all the verses? I know he sings the
first one, I think.
First verse. No, I think Joel sings the second verse. But
yeah,
I don't know. It's kind of interesting that they start off the song with.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Reason to Stay was not a single, and per setlist.fm, it has never been played live. Although when we read some fan comments, a lot of people were hoping that would happen. And there's a bunch to get into with this song, but first, Evie, I want to help our fans get to know you. So the first thing I like to ask is, when did you first hear Good Charlotte, and what were your first thoughts on them?
So it must have been 2002 around, well, when Lifestyles came out. That's like the time when it went down. And I remember I was in my room. I was living at home. I was going to school, and after school, I would always like be in my room and watch MTV. Nothing else, pretty much. And then like the helicopter sound came on.
Yes.
Oh my God. And I was like, I think I ate pizza or something, and I just my jaw dropped, and I was like, who are they? Who is this? What is this? I don't know. The helicopter sound made me like stop with anything I was doing at that moment. And then I saw Joel's movements, and I was like, okay, dudes in suits, okay, who are they? I was like, yeah, I was mesmerized. I was like, okay, stop. I need to watch this video. And then it was like, yeah, it went. That was how it started. And I really, this is like a really crazy memory. I will never forget that moment. Me sitting on that bed and the helicopter sound in my ear. I was like, okay, stop
Wow.
it. What's this? Yeah.
It's just like nothing you ever heard before.
Well, my brother did introduce me to like some like punk rock. We started with like Millencolin and The Clash and stuff like that. But I never found like my own rock band before that. So
Right.
it was like very special to me. Yeah.
Sure. And then you see these guys walk on screen with like, well, they're wearing suits, but they're covered in tattoos. I think Benji had the
Yeah.
livery spikes in that
Oh, yeah.
video, a
Oh,
bunch of
yeah.
piercings, and you're like, this is mine.
This is mine. That was a very interesting combination. Yeah.
Is your brother a little older than you?
Six years. Yeah.
Okay.
Six
So
years. Yeah.
he was a little grown up. He was able to check out music like when you were probably not exploring stuff on your own yet.
Yeah. He always made sure that I was listening to the right music, because, when I was young, it was like pop music. And he was like, no, listen. There's so much music out there. You have to check this out.
Yes,
Yeah.
yes. I love that he could be a good influence.
Yeah.
I'm the oldest, so
Okay.
I would have loved to be the influence, although I don't think I was, but I guess my
Okay.
dad was the influence for me because I would always steal his CDs. Okay, so this next question, I already know the answer to this one. I usually know the answer, and the answer is usually the same thing. But have you ever seen Good Charlotte live?
Oh, okay. Yes. I did. I did. And I actually had to look it up. It was the 30th, yeah, 30th, September 30th, 2004. Yeah, in Berlin. Yeah.
Wow. So that was like right before Chronicles came out.
Yeah, it was a crazy time, and it was actually some sort of secret gig, so it was very special for us to go there. Yeah. You could only like win tickets to go to the show. So, yeah.
Was it like a small show? I feel like around that time they were playing like massive venues.
Yeah, in Germany it was quite all right, like around like 2 or 3,000 people maybe, and that venue might, yeah, maybe 2,000 people. Yeah.
Wow. And you've
It
seen
was
them
amazing.
since then.
Yes, every tour here in Germany, yeah, I went to every tour, and even when they just came to do like little MTV TRL things and stuff like that, and I was always there.
I
I
love
was always
that.
the one in
Well,
the first row.
I heard that you also visited Waldorf a couple of years ago. I think you said 2017. So I want to hear
Yes.
about that trip. I went to Waldorf actually coming up on a year ago. It was like August 10th last year, something like that. So I want to
I
hear about
remember
your
that.
trip.
I remember that. I was very happy to hear that you are going. So yeah, my boyfriend and I, we were planning like a vacation to the States, and I was like, man, I want to see the East Coast. I already saw the West Coast, and let's do something different. And as soon as he said, yes, we can do that, I was like, okay, let's we have 3 weeks. What can we do? I was like, kind of like going step by step to like forcing him to
like a GC yeah. road. Yeah.
Maybe we can do that. Yeah, he's totally fine and cool with it. So I was like, okay, when we started in Philadelphia and just went down the coast, like we ended in Savannah, I think. So yeah, it was obvious. It was on the way. So we have to go there.
Philly is also a big city for Good Charlotte.
Yeah.
So I'm curious about your thoughts on Waldorf. Like, how much time did you actually spend in Waldorf?
Just a day. And I remember
there's not a whole lot.
Yeah. So it was totally fine. It was just a day. And I remember we were driving down the road and I was like, okay, we are just minutes away. And then I saw the sign, welcome. Yeah. It was like this big thing where Paul did a picture in front of it, and I saw that when we drove down the road, and I was so nervous I broke down and cried. I cried. I don't know. I was very nervous. I don't know why. It just did something to me. I don't know. It was just very special, and my boyfriend was very confused, but he was very like comforting, and he was like, okay, come, we stop the car and just get out the car and you can take a picture, because he obviously know Paul already did a picture. I had to take a picture in front of it. So yeah, we did that first, and just he gave me a minute to like, I don't know, I was very, I don't know, it was a weird feeling, a good feeling, but it was like so special. I couldn't even, at that moment, I wasn't even able to realize what I'm doing here. Like,
yeah,
I'm this place is special. I don't know if, I mean, you were there, you can kind of relate to it, but it was like something I had on my bucket list for forever. Same.
Yeah.
So you can relate. Some people might think, okay, she's a little crazy, but no, it was a big thing. And then we came down, we ate something, I don't know. And then we drove down to La Plata High School. That was very crazy. I felt like a stalker because all these kids were in front of this school, and I don't know, it was crazy. But yeah, we just, I don't know, we kind of drove through, and there's not much to do there. No,
there's really not.
But it was still so, so special to me. So yeah. I'm glad I did it. And I'm glad I did it with my boyfriend, because yeah, he was a mental support. So
that's great that you had him. Yeah. I know when I went, it was kind of like, you're right. Like, there really is not much to do. Like, you know, you can go to La Plata High. You can, I didn't know where that sign was. But I went to like, you know, the mall they always hung out at. But I was kind of like, okay, there is like nothing, there's nothing to do. And there's not like, there's not any like sights to see. There's not like a Good Charlotte statue, but it's cool going to, you know, the high school, the mall, whatever, and being like, okay, this is like where they hung out. And this is like, where they're from, where the magic happened. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really cool. Yeah. It was special.
Yeah. Well, something I always also want to ask, and I always love asking this when I have guests that are not from the US. So when you first started listening to Good Charlotte 20 years ago, did they have a lot of fans in Germany? Like, were they really popular in Germany, or was it kind of like people didn't quite like know who they were?
I think it went really fast. I don't think that the first record got a lot of attention here in Germany. I mean, I know some fans, but from that era, but it really went super fast as soon as Lifestyles came out.
Sure.
So it's
similar to how it was, I mean, in the US on like a larger scale, I think. Lifestyles came out, they blow up.
Yeah, it really blew up. And and that's when I started listening to them, and all these fan boards and stuff like that, they popped up, and I was like, oh my god, I never saw that before, like such a fan base or fan boards or support in like this fan base. I was blown away.
that's the kind of stuff that I think really can make the band feel like yours, not just, you know, a band you listen to because, you know, your older brother shows you, which is also a great way to discover music. And like Jay Churchill, who was on the show, I think in June, like he found GC because of his older brother, you know? But yeah, like that fan community is so, so cool.
Yeah. I felt it right away.
And very related to that, you created a GC Fam Germany page on Instagram.
I did, yes.
What made you want to start that?
So basically, I started it during our first lockdown here in Germany. I think we all kind of felt stuck, and I just needed something for my brain. I just needed to do something. Mm-hmm. I wasn't working at that time, not even remotely from home. I was like, okay, I need to do something, like something I can do daily.
Yeah.
Because we all didn't felt well at that time, I think. So I was just like, what can I do? I don't know. I scrolled through Instagram and I was like, okay, let's just do this. I don't know where it's going, but I'm just going to start it. And I was so nervous at the beginning because I wasn't sure really what to post. Was it like, I was thinking I'm just posting my own things. And I was just like, okay, that makes no sense. Like, just post whatever you want. And it went from there. And I don't know, the support is still there. The support is super nice and just something I never did before. It really helped during COVID and the lockdown. It was a good thing to do at that time. Yes, still.
But listen, yeah. I started this podcast at the very beginning of lockdown. So,
oh wow. Oh my God.
Yeah. So I completely get that. And I love that you have had that same just positive experience as well. And I also wanted to note that I think something I appreciate about a lot of fan pages, but I think you do such a great job of this, is like you're really good at remembering the dates. Like it's one of their birthdays. Oh, it's the anniversary of whatever album. And I try to remember that stuff, but I usually end up like seeing it because, you know, you or like another fan just posted it. And then I'm like, okay, let me try to post something.
Yeah, it's hard to remember. It's hard to remember. I usually look at my calendar and like,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, before we get into the song, one other thing I had to ask about is, I understand you have a dog. I love dogs. tell me about your dog. What's their name?
So he's a crazy little menace. He's turning 8 this year. I think his name is Bam Bam. But in Germany we call him Bam Bam. But yeah, Bam Bam, like the little menace from the Flintstones, if you're interested. So yeah, he's a little cutie. He's a French bulldog, and I don't know, he's just living his best life, I think.
Yeah. Is he very spoiled?
Not really. No, he's not. No. My boyfriend takes care of him. So as most of the time, because I'm working all the time, but so, yeah, no, he's not too spoiled, but he's just crazy. But I love him.
Yeah. Frenchies are great. They're very sweet dogs.
Very sweet, very allergic to everything, but yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, but it's fine.
Yeah. You work around it. I love that. I'm sure we can honestly talk about dogs forever, but I do want to get into this song, Reason to Stay. Evie, we connected on social media, I don't know when, but a while ago, and I'm really happy to have you on this show. Why did you want to talk about Reason to Stay? What sticks out to you about this song?
So the song in particular, I don't know, I was always drawn to the lyrics. That's always kind of my thing, I think. Like when I'm listening to a song, of course, the music itself is important, but the lyrics, when I connect, when I can connect to them, it's like, it's done. It's my song. And so the lyrics really got me. And I really wanted to talk about it because I was really curious also about what you think the song might mean and stuff like that. So I'm really, really interested when we dive into it. I'm really curious what you think about it.
Yeah, I'm excited to dive into that. I think it's always like, it's a lot of fun for me because it's like I come in and I have like one idea of what a song means. And then whoever I'm talking to quite often has like a pretty different interpretation, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, even if we were to talk to the band, it's not like there's necessarily only one meaning, yeah. You know, like, and there's so much to be said of like, oh, everyone kind of takes their own meaning from it. And that's what like gives the song life in a sense.
Yeah, true.
And we're going to get to interpretations in just a second, but I wanted to ask, what is your favorite line from the song?
What really got me is there are a few, to be honest. I really like the part when he sings, I'm going to keep on trying because we've been here before. That really caught me. And also, I got my mind made up and I'm staying right here.
Yeah, that's a good line.
That's a really good line. And I'm already getting goosebumps. I like the part where Joel sings, now I can't let go, like the little screamy part. That's just
yes, the screamy.
Really gets me. Yeah, I really like when he screams a little bit. So that also really, I really like that. But yeah, those are some lines that really just pop into my mind right now.
Yeah. I like this one. I love that you mentioned the screaming kind of part. I was going to say, I mean, this is two lines, but how the first verse starts with woke up a million miles away from who I am. And then the second verse woke up a million miles away from who we were. So it's like that same like framework, but mm-hmm. the different like perspective, I guess. Like first it's like me and then it's us and who we, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, let's get into meaning or the interpretation. What do you think this song is about? What do you take from it?
So for me, I'm from Germany. It's like sometimes very hard to guess what an artist could mean. So I'm really just kind of make my own kind of thoughts around it. I mean, everybody does that, but still my main language is German. So sometimes it's not too easy, but when I listen to the song, it's really like a song, like it's sentimental, but it's also a song where you kind of feel like it's about a love relationship. It doesn't have to be, but I heard the song for the first time. I was like, okay, that's about a love relationship. And okay, maybe it's ending, maybe it's not. Okay, he made up his mind. Okay, what happened? And stuff like that. So those were definitely thoughts in my head. It's really hard to explain in English for me. I was very not scared about this part of this podcast kind of thing. But I kind of felt he really wants to save this relationship, but they've been there so many times before. And I kind of felt bad listening to that song.
Yeah.
I was like, man.
Like, ouch.
Come on.
Yeah.
Like, ouch. Yeah. How many times, I don't know, you guys been through this? I don't know. So mm-hmm. I really felt bad the first time I heard that song. Yeah.
I like what you said about, you know, it sounds like it's about a love relationship, like a romance, but maybe it's not. Because I think that, like, a lot of songs are like written in a way that they're like about a romantic relationship, but that's kind of like, you know, the framework you might use to tell a story or describe emotions. And like, even as you were talking, I was like, you could also think of this as like, you have a job that is not a great job. Maybe you're not paid well. Maybe the job itself sucks, or your boss is an asshole. And you're like trying to do what you can to make it work.
Yeah.
And then it's just like on again, off again. And that's like, but that's the vibe I get from this song, right? Is like, whatever the relationship is, or the job, or whatever it is we're thinking about, like, it's been kind of on the outs for a while, and like up and down, on again, off again. And like, I don't know. I kind of got that, like, the person singing this song is saying to their partner, I love you and I want to be committed. I want to make this work. But now I need you to give me a reason why I should. Like, yeah. I've done what I can. I need you. Yeah. I have one foot out the door. I need you to pull me back in if you want me to stay. Which is like, when you actually think about that, that's like, woo. Yeah. That's like a really vulnerable place. But it's also like, I think it's not fair to yourself to be the only one putting the effort in. And that's what this person is realizing.
Yeah, that's the feeling I also get from the song. And I do think that when you listen to this song for the first time, you're like, okay, that's a nice pop rock ballad. I don't know how you want to call it. Yeah. But as you said, it's like, so there's such a big meaning, I think, behind all that. Mm-hmm. Like, he's really struggling. Like, he's like, I mean, he made a decision. Okay, but it's still like this struggle. You can feel the struggle in this song. And it's like, it's crazy. I already get goosebumps when I'm talking about it. It's crazy. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's like he has made a decision, but it's a challenging decision. Like, it's, to be honest, like, my relationship ended earlier this summer, and like, I think I didn't like grasp kind of the gravity of a song like this until I had like been in a relationship, you know what I mean? And it's kind of like an interesting, and some of the reviews that we'll read later will mention this, but like, it's kind of, this album I think has a lot of contrast because there's like some really sentimental and nostalgic stuff, like the outfield, life can't get much better. And then there's like this and Stray Dogs, which I think Stray Dogs has a similar vibe for sure. What I kind of can't tell, and I don't think we have like an answer to this. Like, I'm not saying we're going to come to a conclusion, but like, I don't know. Is this a relationship that like should be saved, or is this like, you know what? Maybe you just let it go. I don't know. That's something I like think about a lot as I listen, I think.
Yeah. I mean, this song really made me think about my past relationships, like how I handled them, or maybe things you might have done differently now. I don't know. And I think when I hear this song, I would love to say, come on, let it go. Let it go. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've all maybe been through a relationship like that, or we are right now. So we know it's hard to make a decision, and even to make the decision to say, okay, I made up my mind, I'm staying. Just give me some sort of sign that it's the right decision that I just made in my mind.
Right.
You know? So yeah, it just kind of made me think about my past relationships. So, but I honestly really want to say, come on, let it go.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. Come on.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. It's easy to say, let it go. And it's a lot easier said than done. But often it's like, if you're wondering if you should let it go, maybe you just should. And that goes for like, you know, a lot of things in life. Not just, you know, running a relationship. Something I want to ask you, what do you think is like, I don't know, I was thinking about like the genre of this song. You mentioned pop rock ballad, which I like a lot, but I feel like that's not entirely it, because I also feel like there's kind of a folk or country vibe to the verses. There's a couple songs on this album that have like a folk or country vibe, like Cars Full of People, Stray Dogs.
I love that vibe, but I totally know what you mean. Yeah, I say punk rock ballad because it's like a Charlotte, you know, and it's a nice little ballad that they wrote. Yeah, but I really feel the folk kind of stuff that you say, that you just said. Yeah, it's kind of hard to explain what kind of genre that is.
And I think, I wonder like what this song would have sounded like if Biffy Clyro weren't on it. But like I listened to Biffy Clyro a little bit. We'll talk about that in a sec, but like this is not what I would have expected a Biffy Clyro Good Charlotte collab to sound like, per se. I don't know. But let's talk about that collab. So there was a really great interview with Upset magazine. I've almost certain I've quoted this before. It's about interview around Youth Authority. And it was talking about the collabs, and I am going to skip around because it also mentioned a bit about Keep Swinging with Callan Quinn from Single Sirens.
Yeah.
Though two artists with noticeably different fan bases, this didn't faze Joel. If you look at all of our collabs, they're kind of strange. It always starts as friends, and when it comes to friends, you don't really do genres. We'd be working on a record, and we'd be hanging out, and we're like, oh, you should jump on a song, or we should write a song. It always happens naturally. He said that working with Callan Quinn was a natural progression. Simon was the same thing. I was a big fan, and it was a nice opportunity to meet him, and he was in LA writing songs. He is the fucking nicest guy I've ever fucking met, the nicest rock star on the fucking planet. He's humble, and he's a really good songwriter, and he's an interesting artist. And I've been a fan for a long time of Biffy Clyro. We met, and we had a really nice talk. We'd never met before, so we hung out for an hour or two, and we were like, talking shoot the shit, and he was like, well, I'm here writing if you want to write. I was like, are you kidding me? I'd love to write. We went in and we wrote, and the song came out, and we finished it in like a day. And again, I went back and listened to it, and I was like, fuck, this might be one of my favorite Good Charlotte songs we've ever done. And I got to do it with Simon, and being that he's such a great guy, those songs were organic and they just happened. These collaboration songs are slightly different as they have new energy. Benji did a series of behind the track videos for every song on this album. So he describes this as a classic pop punk power ballad. So,
oh, a power
ballad. There you go. Okay. Benji said it. So that's the facts. He says the message is universal and it can be applied to all sorts of relationships, just like you were talking about. So many different emotional drives that the song can come from. You know, there was even one other thing I thought about was like, the band itself, right? Like how things were definitely not working, not necessarily because of the band members, but because of the music industry, label and everything. And they're like, do we say, like, what do we do? Okay, so I just want to take a minute just to give a little more info on Biffy Clyro for anyone who's not super familiar, which honestly, I was not. Before I did this at all. Biffy Clyro is a Scottish rock band that they formed in 1995, so right around when GC did. I think GC was 96. Nobody knows, I think this is really funny, nobody knows what their band name means. Simon Neil, the lead singer, said that basically it's kind of a stupid name, so when they'll be interviewed about it, they just make up answers, and there's all sorts of answers from like it's a name, they're named after a footballer, or Biffy Clyro is like some weird acronym. I mean, all sorts of bizarre answers, but like none of them are real. And I don't know, I kind of think about like even reading that, I was like, is that why they bonded with GC? Because I think the members of GC at some time have like been like, yeah, we don't like our band name.
Yeah.
We just refer to ourselves as GC.
They have a connection there. Yeah.
I know. Biffy Clyro has done really well in the UK. they have not experienced the same level of success in the US. They headlined Reading and Leeds in 2013, which is a big festival over there. They've charted really well in the UK, sold a lot of records in the UK. I didn't write down all the numbers because honestly, it's just like, oh, like high numbers, like all these stuff. I'm like, oh, sick. They've like Claro has won a ton of Kerrang and NME awards and been nominated for many others. They've released 9 studio albums to date, as well as several EPs. Most recent album was The Myth of the Happily Ever After in 2021. Their first album, Blackened Sky, came out in 2002. So they've been around.
Crazy, yeah.
A while. Yeah, yeah. I listened to a couple of their, I just went on Spotify and listened to like the most played songs. So I put on Many of Horror, Bubbles, and Rearrange. Were you able to listen to those?
A few of them, yeah. I have actually a few friends of mine are really big fans of them. So I don't know. I listened to some of their songs. Yes, definitely.
So after listening to some Biffy Clyro, how would you describe them?
I don't know. It's just, that's a really tough question because I really didn't dive into them, into their music. But for me, it's like, I have a lot of friends that are listening to them. So it definitely shows it fits right in, but it's definitely so, it's for me, it's too different from my taste of music, but it's still like a lot of people can just relate to the style. It's not too heavy, it's not too soft. It's like they find their niche. So sure. Yeah, it's hard for me to explain, honestly.
Yeah, I got a lot of different influences. I like what you said, like not too heavy, not too soft, but not in a way that they're like just kind of like blah, but like they kind of do, they pull a lot of different vibes in, which I don't know, as I'm thinking about it more, I'm like, maybe it does make perfect sense that this is what they did when they worked with GC, because this like folk country pop punk power ballad, because that's pulling a lot of different things in. And GC honestly was also pulling a lot of different influences on this album. Like,
yeah.
Think about The Outfield or Life Changes compared to 40 Ounce Dream or Cars Full of People or War, which is like heavy.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Evie, do you have any memories or stories that you want to share about Reason to Stay?
I mean, we already talked kind of about it because it really reminds me of the past relationship. That's what we already talked about. And it's still in my head. Like when I listen to the song, it doesn't like lose its vibe. It still catches me. I still get goosebumps. I don't know why. I have that with many songs, but this is one of these songs that just, I don't know, the vibe of the song, maybe the lyrics even, just catches me every time. And just the feeling that I get, and maybe also the help that I get from this song to think about, hey, this relationship isn't healthy, or it just always brings me back to kind of think more before you act. I don't know if that's the right thing to say.
Yeah, think more before you act.
Yeah, so this is not really a memory, but it's still, it brings me back and it brings me on the ground, and you know, so yeah.
Yeah. I like what you said, that it kind of brings you back. I think I just, you know, I listened to this. Like I was saying before, I get it a lot more now. Yeah. Now that I was in a relationship that ended recently, you know? And I think it's kind of like the thing you almost wish you could tell yourself, like, I should like be more direct, be like, no, this is where I'm at, you know, like I'm not, you know, this is where I'm at. I'm not going to like pretend I'm not upset or pretend I'm not like at, you know, at the last thread kind of thing. Yeah. And Yeah, I think it's like, it's pretty intense. It's a lot of vulnerability, and like communicating that to another person is really, really hard.
Yeah.
Like, really hard, because it takes a lot from you emotionally. It's like, you want to make sure you get the words just right.
Yeah. But I love that about songs, you know, sometimes you just don't know where you are emotionally. So you listen to a song and you like wake up and, you know, you just sit there and that's exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
Just put into a song. It helps a lot sometimes. It just, music is, the answer to anything sometimes.
I totally agree. Music's amazing.
Yes.
I want to touch on other Good Charlotte songs that this kind of relates to or has a similar meaning. I mean, I know we talked about Stray Dogs a few times, but what else comes to mind for you?
Now you got me. Please help me.
Well, the one that came to mind for me was It Wasn't Enough, which kind of feels like, I don't know, maybe like the opposite, the opposite, or even like the sequel, like I did this, I tried. It still wasn't enough for you to stay.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's so many things that could be written about, right?
Yeah.
I want to dive into some reviews and what some critics have said, because the takes were like kind of all over the place for this one, which was nice. There's a lot of songs that we'll talk about, and either all the reviews are really, really positive, or almost all the reviews are like not into it.
Not so good. Yeah.
Yeah. First off, I just wanted to mention that Rock Sound included this in their list of GC's hidden gems, which was a great article because it spotlights, you know, the songs that don't usually get spotlight. Featuring the dulcet tones of Biffy Clyro's Simon Neil, this cut from the band's latest opus is one pulsing with sentimental loveliness. AV Club had a pretty nice comparison for the vocals that I had not heard elsewhere. In a smarter move, however, Youth Authority generally doesn't try to recapture the good old days. Strings, acoustic guitars, and piano flourishes crop up frequently, and there's also no shortage of moody, mid-tempo pop rock ballads, highlighted by Reason to Stay, which has imaginative, Imogen Heap-esque stacked vocal effects.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa!
Yeah, crazy.
Great comparison.
Yeah.
Alternative Press liked the song, but they didn't love the guest vocal or where it was placed. Reason to Stay is a soaring ballad that might be the album's best song, if not for the decision to have Biffy Clyro's Simon Neil handle vocal duties on the first verse rather than different section. Joel Madden's voice is really the anchor of the span, and it takes a minute to reestablish equilibrium after Neil's guest spot is over.
I know that a lot of people were confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Right. I mean, and I do wonder what was the decision to have Simon Neil do the first verse as opposed to the second verse, you know?
Yeah, I know. But it's like, I don't know. I really have to say I like it because it was so odd and also like so different from any other collaboration. So I mean, the first time I was like, okay, wait, what? That's not Joel. That's not Benji. Who is it? Wait. But then it was like, great idea. I really like this because nobody would like guess to do a song like this in a collab as with a collaboration. So I really like it. I like odd things.
Independent.com was not a fan. And the title of their review was Good Charlotte's Not So Good Authority, pop punk band's new album, Youth Authority, is anthemic and anemic. I just wish everyone listening could see like my facial expression and my hand gestures right now. The introspective Reason to Stay, boasting bombastic whoa-oh-oh-oh choruses, sounds ready-made for the Bill and Ted 3 soundtrack. I think that's supposed to be like a criticism, but I'm not familiar with the Bill and Ted 3 soundtrack, so
me neither.
Also, is that a bad thing? Yeah. I don't know. I sometimes read reviews and I'm like, what were you trying to say? Like if I was their editor, I would be like, okay, what were you trying to say? Like, say what it is you want to say.
Yeah.
Don't just like get all in your head about using the fanciest words and like, yeah, you know, creative comparisons and everything.
Thanks for nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. Illinois Entertainer had GC as their cover story in, I think, October 2016. It was like an interview with Joel, had a lot of background in it, and they talked about starting Madden, the Madden company. And then they are talking about Youth Authority. The outfit's latest effort, its sixth in an on-again, off-again 21-year history, is a solid meat and potatoes catalog entry, bristling with addictive fist-pumping anthems, often dusted with a touch of looped hip-hop technology, like The Outfield, Move It On, Makeshift Love, and Life Can't Get Much Better, all of which seem to celebrate faith, fidelity, and family, and, in general, to give humble thanks just for being alive. Guest vocalists add spice to the thunderous mixes, like Biffy Clyro's raspy Simon Neil on Reason to Stay. But Madden is much more interested in discussing the delivery system rather than the message itself. In fact, he shoos his own publicist away when interview time runs out to keep elaborating on how the old school minded Madden actually functions. I kind of like what they said here about the meat and potatoes catalog entry. Like, I don't know. I would be curious. Like, I feel like sometimes you can tell if you read a review, you can usually tell, is this person a good Charlotte fan? Or
yeah, sure.
You can definitely, yeah, you can totally tell.
Yeah.
So I feel like with this article, I couldn't really tell, but they seemed like really knowledgeable. So either they're a fan or they are like a really good researcher.
Yeah, true.
Maybe they were not a fan and then they did a ton of research and then they became a fan.
Yeah.
Spin said to respect this album. This review on Spin was written by Maria Sherman, who was on the show, I think, fall 2020. Maria is awesome. She's a music journalist and I've quoted her work a bunch. And if you read anything about Good Charlotte, like around the reunion and Youth Authority release, I can almost guarantee you have read something Maria has written. And she is a very big GC fan and you can totally tell in her writing, which I love it. The weakest moments on Youth Authority are found in the slower songs. Nailing ballads was never a strength for GC. Ooh, interesting point, Maria. And why would it be? It's their angst-ridden, palm-muted power chords that leave the kids swooning. The band flickers closest to lighter waving territory with the unnervingly positive Life Can't Get Much Better, whose optimism is mostly counterbalanced with Reason to Stay, a stadium-echoing heartbreak ballad that features Simon Neil of Biffy Clyro and manages to end hopefully. Reason is the superior of the two collaborations on the record, the other being the sentimental Keep Swinging with Signal Sirens, Heartthrob, Kellen Quinn, but that might just be our cowbell bias talking. It's interesting that she seems to say that, like, their ballads was never the strength, but she, yeah, like, seems to, like, really like this song.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Aquarian liked the ballads on this song. Although, oh my God, I just found a big error that the Aquarian's review mentions that the album has two guests, Pierce the Veil frontman, Kellen Quinn. Ah! Nice try. And Simon Neil, Scottish vocalist and guitarist of the band Biffy Clyro. The track with Neil, Reason to Stay, is one of the only slow ballad-type songs on the album. While ballads never seem to be a good Charlotte's strong suit, Neil's smooth sound ties into the song perfectly and definitely makes it one of the group's better slow songs. The Soundboard reviews was pretty critical. They gave it a 5 out of 10. But I know. But then there's the lyrics, and it seems that in 2 decades of being in a band, Good Charlotte are still unaware that, yes, songs can have some sort of subtext to them. They never hit Simple Plan levels of on-the-nose lyricism, thank God, and 40 on Stream at least has a shred of self-awareness about how out of touch it sounds. But in terms of exploring topics, some of these tracks never seem to break the surface level. Reason to Stay is the typical, complicated relationship track, boiled down to its most rudimentary form, and the tacked-on acoustic intro from Biffy Clyro frontman Simon Neil just feels unnecessary.
This attacks me.
Yeah, I know. Unnecessary.
Yeah.
Oh
God.
Prelude Press had a really great review. And I just want to mention it. They mentioned that the album has kind of a theme of growing up, but it doesn't have to mean letting go of what you love. And they said that, you know, the second half of the album does not seem to hit quite as hard as the first half, but that's like every album. I feel like every album is front-loaded, and not just every GCL, every album ever.
Yeah.
But that's not to say that it's without its strong moments. I want to read some fan comments on YouTube.
Okay.
This is a fan upload from Shiloh Johnson. Lots of people, you know, saying they are commenting on the Simon Neil collaboration. Bethany Stubbs said, I hope they sing together at Download this year. Cams Ramos said, OMG, Simon Neil, Biffy Clyro, Mon the Biff. Never known of this, if not because of Wikipedia. I'm bored and I read some stuff about Simon Neil, and then I found this at the bottom. Then I went ahead to search for this. Gina Bassett said, anything Simon Neil touches turns to gold. # Mon the Biff. Not a fan of Good Charlotte, but I won't pass up a Simon Neil song. Connor M says, good, but needs more Simon. Svetlana Lupescu said, what a beauty song. Make me cry so hard. Sammy Lee Fields said, first 30 seconds. I'm like, is this country? LOL. Which we were kind of talking about, right?
Yeah.
So I kept reading that phrase, Mon the Biff, in these comments, and I was like, what is that?
Yeah,
so I looked it up on Urban Dictionary. Bon just means come on in Scottish.
Okay.
I guess that's like slang or whatever, just how they say it. And the Biff is kind of the fan colloquial term for Biffy Clyro. So Mon the Biff basically means come on, Biffy Clyro.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, let's go, Biffy Clyro. Biffy Clyro is great.
Yeah, okay.
Fans scream this at concerts, before the show, between songs. Oh. And yes, they will put it in YouTube comments. Like, I'm sure if you were to look on Instagram, like anyone posting Biffy Clyro would say # Mon the Biff.
Probably.
I'm just like, okay, I am so American. I don't know if that's something people say like outside of Scotland, really, like at all.
Yeah. I'm not too sure about that.
So Evie, as we begin to wrap up, I would just love to hear, how has Reason to Stay held up for you over time?
So for me, I don't know if I, sorry, I just have to ask if I get you right. So do you mean, if there's a difference between how it felt back in the day and how it feels right now, or what?
Does it feel differently right now? Do you still think it's a really great song? Do you love it even more now? Like that.
Okay. Just making sure. Okay. So I don't think that it lost its vibe, and I think, it's still a super emotional song for me, and it still catches me. And that's what's crazy about GC. Those songs, I mean, this song is not as old as some other songs, but it's crazy when I turn them on. And it still happens to me that I get goosebumps around all over my body. And I don't think that this song really loses the vibe. And I still love the fact that they put Simon on the first verse. Thank you. First verse. So I don't know. His voice has like this crisp and stuff. Like it just really gets me into the mood of the song, and it still catches me. So I don't think that it lost any power or vibe or anything like it. And I mean, you always have to look where you at right now in your life. I'm very happy right now in my relationships, is like in my love relationship, in my work relationship, everything is fine. So it's not as emotional as it used to be, but it still catches me all the time.
Sure, yeah. That's like the power of good songwriting, is like, even if you don't relate to something in that moment, it's still going to get you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What has Good Charlotte meant to you over the years, and how has that changed?
I always like to say that they are my anchor. I don't know, it's simple as that, because they were always there. I mean, we are talking about a 20 years. That's my longest relationship I actually have to, like, with a band.
Yeah, so, same. Yeah.
So it's 20 years, you know, having this anchor in my life, and it didn't really change over the years. The thing that changed is that I'm having a healthier relationship to them right now. Like, because when I was really young, I mean, I started listening to them, I was, I don't know, maybe 16 or 17, I don't know. And that was like a very unhealthy, like, I don't know, relationship that I had, because I traveled, I don't know, days and weeks, and I was crazy in love with Joel. I thought I was, you know, we all had our favorite band member, and it was really unhealthy, I think, sometimes. I wasn't a lot at home. I wasn't really connecting to my family, because I don't know, tour was everything I was focusing on.
Yeah.
And for me, it was important to do that, but I really kind of, I don't know, I was really selfish at that time, because I really just wanted to see them. And now it's just like a really healthy relationship. I love when they, I mean, the last tour was special and stuff like that, but it's so much more grown up, and it's healthy. You can talk to them and not creep out, and it's so much more healthier. So
you were young, like, and when you're young, like, that's like a pretty normal phase for, like, you know, young women, girls and young women. You know, pretty intense, like, love of a band or a movie or actor or whatever, you know. Most of us, you know, kind of get past that into like more of an just appreciation, and still like loving the band. Like, you have a GC, you know, Instagram, right? But it's like a different kind of feeling. It is.
And I love the feeling that I have right now for the band. I think it was really stressful back in the day, but my most important thing, you know, I woke up, I thought about GC. I went to bed, I thought about GC. When is the next show? Sure. When is the, you know, but it was just really always an anchor. They always helped me get through shit and like emotional damaged, and I don't know. It's a real anchor. There's nothing I can say differently about it.
No, I like an anchor. I like you put it like that. Do you have any last words about Reason to Stay, about Good Charlotte, or about yourself?
I don't know. It's just I'm really, really grateful still for the fans that are around, and I don't think I said that before, but I really want to say thank you to get me on here, because Yeah, it really means a lot to me because it's been 20 years and this band is still around. They're still floating around my head and they're still so important to me. And I just want to say to every fan that is still out there and still listens to GC, man, thank you. And I don't know, it's just so important to do such podcasts or even Instagram pages to keep the band alive, because we all know they're not very active right now and we mm-hmm. don't know what's going to happen. And so these kind of things are so important to me. So thank you and everyone else. And yeah. I don't know, I'm just very grateful for every fan that's still around.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. And I agree. Thank you to everyone that's kind of keeping this all alive. And I think, you know, I trust that GC will put out more music and or they'll tour when they feel they want to do that. But it's on their own timetable, you know?
Yeah. And it's fine. It's totally fine.
Exactly. Well, Evie, as we wrap up, so I do have a Generation GC and Friends Spotify playlist. So I'm going to put Reason to Stay on there. I'll probably put some Biffy Clyro, but mm-hmm. I would love to hear a recommendation from you. Anything you've been listening to lately that's not Good Charlotte?
Mm-hmm. So during this pandemic, you know, we all had a lot of time and I discovered this band from Scotland and their name is Cold Years. And yeah, for 2 years almost, I'm pretty much in love with them. So they just put out a new record. It's called Goodbye to Misery. It's a very great record, but what I would like to recommend is their song Life with a View, or even 62. They have a lot of good songs, but these two in particular are just one of my favorites at the moment, and I'm actually seeing them live tomorrow. That's crazy. Okay.
Right, yeah, right. So. You told me. We were like discussing when we were going to record, and you were like, I'm going to. Amazing. Yeah. We'll have so much fun.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Amazing. Evie, this has been so great. Where can people keep up with you? Do you want to share your social media?
Well, yeah, if you look up Instagram and just type in GC Fem Germany, you can DM me. You can follow my page.
I don't know. Please follow her page.
Please do so. I'm always here for a little conversation. I answer to every direct messages. So get connected.
Amazing. Evie, thank you so much for coming on the show. Listeners, thank you for tuning in to episode 97. 97. Wow. That's like, you know, 100 some hours that I've done this, because most episodes are over an hour. I think this one's going to end up being probably just about an hour. Most of them are over an hour. So it's like 100 hours of Generation GC. Wow. Last time before our break, we talked about Oh My God, OMG, MGK by the Madden Brothers featuring Machine Gun Kelly from the Madden Brothers mixtape Before Volume 1 in 2011. Wow, that was a mouthful. We've already talked about all of Generation RX, so on our next episode, we'll be talking about a song from the band's self-titled album, Good Charlotte. My name is Molly Huddleston once again, and as always, I've been your host, as well as the producer, creator, and editor of this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow Generation GC at Generation GC Pod, P-O-D, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also follow me, Molly, at M Huddleston, M-H-U-D-E-L-S-O-N, on Twitter and Instagram. Please make sure to follow or subscribe to the show wherever you listen. Please make sure to leave a review on Apple, rate it. Most importantly, tell your friends. Just make the Generation GC fam grow, get bigger and better. Thanks for listening.